Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly muster together. And it is in fulfillment of my mission of this program for all of us to feel just a little bit better about ourselves and about the world in which we live at the end of our half hour together. I send greetings out to all of Captain Joe's people, and in fact, even if you do not perceive yourself as one of Captain Joe's people, but you came to the Strawberry Festival, and or you came to my grandson Joel's wedding, which was on Friday, and about which I'm going to have a few groups a little bit farther on in the program. This is, of course, your Captain Joe from the Captain's Chair on Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live from Singapore on one side of the world to the Kingdom of Sweden, of which Stockholm is the capital, on the other side of the world, streaming live on voiceofvashon.org. The binnacle list this week is a mixed one, in the sense that I've had several signals from some of Captain Joe's people reporting some not physical but mental and emotional concerns. And this is a good reminder, a good time and good place to remind all of us that the binnacle list exists not only for physical concerns but also mental, emotional, financial, all sorts of things that are not quite right with us. And when that happens, it is to your captain to take all of you into the palm of my hand. I know, because it has happened to me, just as it has happened probably to every one of us, that the mental and emotional infirmities that can come to us are just as serious, just as much of concern as the physical ones. And in fact, my guess is, my suspicion is, and probably it is true, that more people who take their own lives do so as a result of their not being able to figure out how to deal with mental and emotional situations and problems. All of you are in the palm of my hand as we take this. The sun is shining here on the magical isle of Vashon. All is well in my own personal world, and we'll talk a little bit about some of those things. And hopefully that will help to lift all of you who listen, who are feeling abandoned or feeling that there is no way out of your particular situation, and I assure you that there is. There always is. So just to give you a quick example from my own life, there was a time when I was in command of a Coast Guard cutter many, many years ago, and I had backed myself into a very difficult situation. And this was of the mental and emotional sort, not the physical sort. In fact, I was in such distress that I had decided that I would turn myself into the medical profession and get some help. My XO at the time was one of the finest young officers with whom I have ever been privileged to serve. And I had qualified him to command that particular ship in my absence. And I had a talk with him, and I said, XO, I am in serious trouble. Self-induced serious trouble. And the solution to that is for me to turn myself into the medics and get some help. And XO said, Captain, if you do that, I just counsel you that you will make a really difficult time in your career. And I said, XO, I can't do anything about that. But what I know, I'm beginning to make bad command decisions. I feel very strongly that if I don't do something, if I don't get some outside help, that I'm going to make some decision that is going to put my crew and my ship at risk. And I can't allow that to happen. So I told my boss, the admiral commanding that particular Coast Guard district, what I was doing. I said, my XO is going to take the ship on the next patrol. He's fully qualified to do that. I have full faith and confidence in him, and I am going to turn myself in. The signal that I got back from my admiral was, you have my full faith and confidence yourself, Captain. And we are confident that when you return, that you will be better and able to continue with your career. That's exactly what happened. XO took the ship on her next patrol. They fulfilled all of the missions that had been assigned to her for that particular patrol. I went into hospital for a very short time and had the full support of my admiral. If anything, it validated a couple of points. And one of those was that no matter how difficult the situation, there is a way out of it, and there are people that can help you find your way out of it. The second is that if you are doing the right thing at the right time and for the right reasons, your superiors are going to support you in that. And that's exactly what happened with me. I did indeed come out of the hospital with a renewed sense of value about myself. I came out of it also knowing that when somebody junior to me was coming to me and saying, Captain, I need to get some help, that I would be even more ready and willing to support them in that. And that, in fact, happened a number of times because over the years, there were people who I could see needed some help and who I encouraged to do it, and they had my full faith, confidence, and support. That's my story about all of that. All of those things actually happened, and I came out of it a better captain. I was at that time just a lieutenant, an O3. And my XO did indeed fulfill all of the promise that I had instilled in him. He went on after he fulfilled his obligated service for graduation from the academy. He went on to resign his commission. He found that he wanted to do other things in the service, but it had nothing to do with his time with me. In fact, he learned a great deal during that time that he was the acting captain. He went on to become an unlimited master, any ships, any oceans in the U.S. Merchant Marine. And I then, after learning that, lost touch with him. So Fred Smith, if you were out there and somebody knows Fred Smith and he's still on this side of the bar, please get in touch with your old captain. The other good thing about the binnacle list today is that I had a report from my shipmate who sailed with me in Vietnam in the Coast Guard cutter Ingham. And he sent me a signal this morning with all of the lab reports, lab results. He's doing really, really well. And so there you have it. That's the Binnacle List. My report on Joel's wedding is not a mixed one. It was an absolutely splendid affair. Everything that all of us had put into the planning and the execution of that plan came to pass. We ended up with more people and on the guest list. We ended up with, I think, 10, 12 tents in three different locations on my property for as much as 3 days. We had a report from Joel, my grandson, for whom all of this was done, that it was indeed the best day of his life. I had three of our children, Mary's and my children, grandchildren that I have not counted up, and several of my great-grandchildren. Isn't that a kick in the butt when you live long enough that you have great-grandchildren? I have lived that long. To some on the magical Isle of Vashon, I have lived far too long. And for them, that's tough. Tango Sierra, fellas, girls out there. The wedding was on one level of my property. My property has a number of different levels because it's waterfront and it slopes down to Puget Sound. The weather was perfect. Mount Rainier was in all of her glory. I had put up a new flag, and the stars and stripes were sparkling in all of their glory. The people who came, Maddie's family, the only person that I knew from Maddie's family was Maddie herself, and I did not know how all of this was going to fit together. I did not know whether they were angry people or happy people or what they were. It turned out that I now have a whole nother cadre of Captain Joe's people. All of them looking forward to the next time that we can be together. Because in my remarks, and you can bet I made remarks, in my remarks, one of the things that I said was that we never say goodbye. Just as I close out this program every week, we never say goodbye, we say until we meet again. And so it was with Maddie's family and the people who came who were Joel's friends, Maddie's attendants, Joel's attendants. All of them now are part of that great, large group of people spread out all over the world. To some of whom, to whom I am related by marriage, some by blood, some because they are friends of family rank, some who are people who have been newly invested as Captain Joe's people. The family members who did the planning and then did the work to put it all together, a well done from your dad, from your Captain Joe, from your captain. It was all just glorious. We had a large collection of grills, which all had to go down the hill to the place where we had set up the dining area. And, of course, all of that had to come back out. But eager hands working together, some in a couple of cases with some direct and somewhat peremptory instruction from the captain, all of those things came to pass. And we sent Joel and Maddie on their way for the beginning of their life together. And it was, I am hard-pressed to think of anything that we could have done differently or done better. It was a true family wedding. We had more people than what I had originally been briefed was going to be the loadout. We did indeed have a portable toilet. And boy, was that a good investment. So the report that I give is one of joy at the way that it came to pass. And the other thing that happened was the car parade. So on Sunday morning, which this last weekend was Strawberry Festival here on the magical Isle of Vashon. And my part in it was that Kate, the executive director for the Voice of Vashon, and I broadcast the car parade. And if you would like to watch it, you can do so. There's a YouTube clip on it. You type in the search box on YouTube for Vashon Island Strawberry Festival Car Parade. And we did it on Sunday morning. I looked at the filming of it, and I was unhappy with myself. I needed then and still need. I haven't had a chance to do anything about it, a haircut. I was kind of slumped over, and I had this grumpy expression on my face, and I am completely at a loss as to why that grumpy expression was there. Because I was doing a broadcast with Kate, for whom I would move Mount Rainier if she ever asked me to. She and I really enjoy, we don't broadcast together very often, but when we do, we play off of each other, and it is just a wonderful time. I was surrounded by people who were working hard to put this together. Captain O'Brien was my engineer, and there were other people associated with the Voice of Vashon who were making the broadcast happen. The people in the car parade, there were a number of vehicles, several vehicles that were in it for the first time. And I had just a great time doing the broadcast. So I'm at a loss as to why I had that grumpy expression on my face, because I had absolutely no reason for that to happen. So if you'd like to watch it, you will see that I need a haircut, that I am kind of slumped over a little bit, and I have this grumpy expression, which I do not deserve to have. It was a great, great time. And all of the comments that I've had about it were that it was just great fun, and clearly I was enjoying doing it. A couple of things about the wedding. I'm going to go back to the wedding for just a minute. One of my failures there was a number of times the washer and dryer in the house were used. We had people staying there who were staying with me long enough that they needed to do a load of wash and to dry. My failure here has to do with the lint in the dryer. Some time ago, I did a little segment on From the Captain's Chair about what do we do with the lint. And the reason for that was I was concerned that my clothes were going to vanish, or my towels or sheets. They were all going to vanish because the dryer keeps generating all this lint. And then a couple of broadcasts ago, I got a signal from one of the organizations that sends me things on my email. And there was an explanation of what I could do. And there were a number of things that I could do with all the lint. But you have to take it out of the dryer. And so after each one of the cycles that family members went through, I went in to service the litter box for Sailor and Blossom. And I thought to myself, well, I'll just open up the door and check out the dryer, make sure all is well. And sure enough, somehow or other, there are members of my family that have not figured this out because the dryer was full of lint from their particular drying cycle. They'd taken the clothes out. They'd done whatever it was they were going to do with them. But the dryer filter was full of lint. One of the cars just drove by that was in the car parade, a 1940 Ford Coupe, with, I believe, still has the flathead Ford V8 engine in it. So my failure here is that I have been completely unsuccessful in training my own family. And I can only believe that the dryers in their own homes must be overflowing with lint, because if they don't clean mine, they probably don't clean theirs. So, family members and all of Captain Joe's people, this is the day. It is my wish, my desire, and now my command that you go into your dryer and look at the lint filter and clean that rascal out. At the end of the day, at the end of the wedding day, I was feeling just a little bit down, because when you have put a lot of work into a successful operation, and those of you who are involved with all of our reunions know exactly that to which I refer. And so I was cleaning out some email and sending some traffic, and then I went on to YouTube. And I went on to YouTube because every now and then to make myself, help pull myself up out of these, there are a couple of places that I go. And one of the places that I went this time was to the 14 July Bastille Day Parade, which happens in Paris every year. I've talked about the French Foreign Legion troops before, and I do so here again. It's always uplifting to me to watch the Foreign Legion contingent in the Bastille Day Parade. It's always headed up by the pioneers. They all wear their leather aprons, and they have their axes over their shoulders instead of rifles. And the pioneers are always the first unit in the French Foreign Legion contingent. And the French Foreign Legion has a very distinctive marching gait, and it's always just a great thing to watch them and to know that at least in Paris on the 14th of July every year, the Bastille Day Parade always has in it a contingent from the French Foreign Legion, and they're always headed up by the pioneers. So I looked at that for a minute and knew that all was well on the Champs-Élysées. And then there was a film clip of the steamship Alpina in the Great Lakes. 82 years old. She's the oldest working ship in the Great Lakes right now. And the film clip was showing her coming out of the canal in Duluth. I had been in Duluth just a few weeks ago for the very successful reunion of the people who were connected, among other things, with the first circumnavigation of the North American continent. And my friend John, with a J-O-N, John, had headed that up, and he is also a maritime historian of the Great Lakes. And so I watched this lovely film clip of Alpina coming out of the canal 2 days ago, leaving Duluth on the 21st of July. And the person that took the film clip lovingly watched as Alpina went by and watched as the beautiful stern. She has a cutaway stern. Beautiful, beautiful ship. So whatever wallowing that I was doing was immediately rectified by my watching Alpina. And I hope that she has many more years to steam. I hope that I have many more years to steam. That's my metaphor. That's my metaphor. Alpina and Captain Joe. Another thing of harking back to the past and taking up to the present, the most recent edition of Bowditch. Bowditch's real full name is the American Practical Navigator, and Bowditch was first published in 1802. The most recent edition of Bowditch, the 2024 edition of Bowditch, has just been declared to be on sale at what is now apparently becoming America's online bookstore, Amazon. I have placed my order. It is now in two volumes. I have placed my order for both volumes of the most recent edition of the American Practical Navigator. It's now published by the U.S. government, has been for over 100 years now, I think. The organization in our government that now publishes it is the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And when I get my two-volume copy of the most recent edition of Bowditch, I will report on that. A couple of other things. I want to talk briefly about my black cat Blossom. And Blossom is of interest because she's also a metaphor for things and events and people who may not be completely people just outside peering through the window. And because we have a loudspeaker going, they can hear what I'm saying. So greetings to the people that are parked right out in front of the Gene Bosch Memorial Studio in a lovely blue car. So Blossom is my metaphor for people who are having a little bit of trouble figuring out what they want to do in life. She wants to be close to me when I'm working at what Mary R. called her crow's nest up on the second deck, where I have a desk, and that's where I do my electronic mailing. And she comes up and she lies down under my feet. She sleeps on my bed in a round pussy pad that is on top of a heating pad that Michelle gave me. She of the kitty vending machines that we have spotted all over the island. That's where she sleeps up there. So she clearly wants to be close, but she still will not let me touch her, and she still will not let me pick her up. We're going to get there. Or maybe we don't get there. Maybe she will come to the end of her life. I think she's about 15. We may get to the end of her life before we get to the end of mine. And still, she may not let me handle her or pick her up. And because she does not groom herself, and she won't let Sailor groom her, she is one raggy-taggy cat. But she still is fulfilling all of the things that Sailor and I needed and continue to need somebody to take care of in Captain's Quarters. So that's the situation with Blossom. I'll continue to report on her progress. But I thank everybody who came to the car parade in particular, because there were a lot of Captain Joe's people, not only in the parade, but also who